Oh, wait, who's opening, me or you?
You.
Oh, I guess I am. All right, folks, welcome to episode 17 of the
Off-Center Archers. Oh, wait, we're recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, whoops. Welcome to episode 17. This week, we're just going to talk about some of the random stuff that happened
this week.
Oh, hi, Steph.
Hey.
Yeah, see, I'm your host, Anthony.
How you doing?
Yeah, what's going on? And this is actually take two of this podcast because we have two microphones now, and we had a little mishap on the first. Well, all right, I had a mishap. I'm the one that's supposed to be trying to get the programs running. So had a little mishap. So now we're actually re-recording this whole entire conversation, which I'm sure wouldn't be a problem because we have fun talking about this crap anyway. So this week we had a couple of things that happened. Switched out a couple of stuff. Actually got a new thing in the mail today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got presents in the mail.
Yes, we did. So, all right, where do you want to start?
Let's start with the presents in the mail because I'm not in the same spot as I was the other night. The other night, I was still pissed off about the one issue.
Okay, so we're going to start off with the presents in the mail. Today, the guys from EZV came through and the inserts for you arrived.
Yes. So I'll be able to put that on my bow this weekend. I'll be able to see if my whole theory of being able to use it on a target, too, should be fine.
Because right.
I still don't think that it should only be for an animal. I'm going for vitals. Because, I mean, if you get the whole idea of how it works, then you should be able to use it on anything.
Oh, I agree.
So, let's see if I can prove my point.
Well, we'll find out. You know, they sent us the 145 through 245 through 255 ones. Because right now you're only shooting at about 45 to 50. Well, right now you're at 52 pounds, and then right. This week we're gonna drop your bow back down.
Now, here's a question, because I feel like we already talked about it, because we did already talk about it, but right. Because someone messed up on the recording.
Yep, my bad.
You guys are only hearing it for the first time. So, this past weekend, two weekends, right?
What?
Two shooting with that you've brought up my the poundage on my.
Yes,
on
my bow. My concern is with your holding weight, because I'm. You don't have a problem pulling back 52 pounds. That's obvious.
Yeah, it's actually very simple for me to pull back. That's right. Not the problem.
The problem that you have is the holding and maintaining stability.
Right. But it's not that I can't do it. It's
No. You can for sure pull back 52 pounds with no problem.
No holding.
Well, yeah, you can hold it, but you're not stable.
I just get tired more quickly.
Right. That's why I think if we're going to put yours back down to the learn mode and then max the limbs back out, which will put you back around 43 pounds.
Okay.
So it's a 10-pound drop, but realistically, you're not going to lose much because your limbs are going to be locked back down and that learn lobe will be put back in. So you're really not going to lose much for speed the way PSC designed the cam on it.
Yeah, but now,
I don't think we're going to have to leave it down there for long. I think this will be something that within a month, maybe max 6 weeks, you'll be able to put it right back up. But it's going to be, you're not going to pull back and aim fast. And like, you normally let an arrow off within like 6 seconds.
Oh yeah, because once it lines up where I want it to be, I just right. let it go.
But you don't. We have to get you to pace yourself. We have to get you to. Our son is not cooperating. He is protesting nap time.
He wants to be a part of the.
Recording. He wants to be a part of the conversation. So, your problem is the
patience?
You need to slow down. Is what it is. You really do need to slow down on your aiming process and on firing. We finally got you to stop punching the thumb trigger.
Did we?
From what it seems, at least I'll watch more this weekend after we get it lowered down.
Well, I only say did we is because I have been trying to pay attention to it. It's just
yeah, you have.
I haven't. It hasn't been my only focus, so I couldn't tell you like a definite yes or no. But lowering my bow won't mess up the inserts for.
No. You should still be fine.
Okay.
You should still be fine.
And we got more of the targets, right?
Yes, and he sent us two of the targets also.
Okay, so.
Which is very cool.
Hey,
so this weekend.
What we could do, because we got those half human targets, like the torso targets.
Oh, this conversation's going to come back rough. Watch this. Or listen to this. Sorry, not watch. There's no video yet. My bad.
So what we could do is our standard, the vitals on the deer.
We have to set you up on the vitals on the deer first and see which insert you need.
Right.
Which we should know within a couple of rounds.
And we could do the vitals on the torso target.
That should technically work because the width of the vitals on a deer is about the shoulder width of a human being.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Main target, main torso.
That's fine.
And then I want to try it on a regular target.
That's where I think the problem is. It's the spacing is going to be too big because, well, one right now is we don't have the standard single 10-ring target. I think if we had the standard single target, the big one like Gander normally has when we go shooting,
right?
That's when the dots on both sides would line up with the outside of the target. Being that we're shooting on, you know, rings that are 6 points and closer, the circle's going to be floating in between the V completely.
Very true.
So it's going to be free floating.
But I'm sure if you had your standard targets, and wherever you are, whether you're shooting with the same one or right. If you take it to a competition, let's just say, if it's the same standard target size-wise as what you practice with, then if you already know your measurements of what to aim for, of what outer rings to line the V up with,
right,
then you could probably get away with using that
right.
for the entire. And I know on some of the 3Ds, you're not allowed a rangefinder.
Right, yeah.
So you think that'd give you like an extra head, or do you think they're not gonna really mind? You think they'd look at it and realize like, okay, well, no, it's cheating.
The problem with using
not really cheating.
Well, it's like I said before, using this
for like
site
for 3D.
Using this site for a point system 3D shoot will not work.
I mean, I haven't really been to one, so I don't really
understand
that.
But we have our turkey that's in the closet. It has the certain point circles on it, like the big circles, the 8, and the little smaller ones are 10s and 12s and whatever.
Right.
If you take the EZV sight to the 3D shoot, yeah, you're going to hit the kill portion, so you're guaranteed an 8-point hit.
Okay.
But you hitting the 10 or the 12-point rings is going to be completely random. There's no going to be precise aiming. It's going to be straight kill zone aiming.
You don't think that you could get that down?
You could.
Think
I mean, you'd probably.
I don't know. I haven't used the site yet, so
well,
I'm just going on.
You haven't used it yet, and you're going by feeling. You're very skeptical about everything, which is fine.
Everything.
And I think that's one of the reasons Erin was like, "Okay, we got to make sure she tries it, and get this skepticism out of the way." Which he was actually real cool about it, and he was like, "You know, I listened to the podcast. It was good. You know, review was nice, and everything like that from my point of view." And he understands. Steph's skepticness about it.
Everything.
And I believe he called it the mother's skeptic thing because of, like, I guess him. His wife is also the same way, very skeptical about
his
idea.
It's not humane unless it's one shot, one kill.
She herself tried it, according to our conversation. And which is cool. I mean, ever since we had our son, you've become, like, hardcore skeptic about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, kill it in one shot.
Well, yeah, no, we want our hunting stuff to be very ethical.
And if not, you're a bitch.
So, all right. So, since you mentioned the human target, do you want to go back into that conversation?
Ugh, please. Talk about a bunch of bitches. I don't, you know. Yeah, so there's a... you just messed with my mic.
Yeah, it's just I'm straightening it towards your face.
It is on my face.
No, whatever. Go ahead.
So, we got Facebook.
Yes.
And you got the groups on Facebook, and you have your little forums with your little cliques with the people who like to talk about the same things, which is fine. I think everyone has a group on Facebook now. And then, this one is called, well, it is a group, right?
Yes, it was the Archery Talk community.
So it's Archery Talk.
It was the community page, not the business page.
And it's not the business page, and it has nothing to do with the business or anything else. It's just a group, a closed group, mind you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is a little weird.
Joining has to be approved.
Yeah, which is a little I don't know, a little weird for just a community group to talk about.
I think it's also so they can quickly do what basically happened to me. So,
yeah. Stupidity. So, you basically, it's this forum that part of it, I've noticed you can put, now let me move this. Part of it is you can post up, like, if you have a bow for sale, if you have sights or stabilizers or, you know, et cetera, for sale that.
Yeah, it has a for sale section.
Yeah, you can post the pictures and sell whatever you have. And then, you know, people post the pictures of their hunts and like, oh, okay, look at my, you know, look at what I got this weekend. Or
right, yeah.
You know, it's just cool. And then you can post up questions or comments or mm-hmm. not even really comments. Just it's really
No, people questions. Post their comments and, I mean, everything, all sorts of stuff.
Right. So you put up. I think your first question was about the stabilizer.
The first time I had, well, one of the first times I had posted, besides commenting on other people's stuff, mm-hmm. was the fact that we had now recently had gotten the static stabilizers from Trophy Ridge.
Right.
And I really like it. So, and what I was thinking about was doing a full forward and sidebar static kit.
Mm-hmm.
I found a 12-inch static on Amazon for a good price and everything like that. And I have the 9-inch one. And I found a wrist sling attachment for the bow that has the sidebar attachment built in with the notches so you can go the horizontal movement, vertical movement, lock it in place and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for a good price. I mean, TrueGlow made it. I think it's like $39 for the piece. So
yeah,
I mean,
we've been getting good prices.
Yeah, yeah, I've been doing a lot of price searching and everything, trying to keep, you know, everything more so like to the person who would be more so new to archery. But anyway, I had posted on there, has anyone else done this? Have you done like a 9-inch forward and a 6-inch side static? Has anyone else done the 12-inch forward and the 9-inch side?
Yeah, seeing what other people have done, if anyone's done
right,
it.
Right, yeah, pick at some people's brains.
Know.
Hey, what do you think? This is the three pieces I found.
Right.
You know, what's your opinion?
Right. A valid question.
Yeah, just a good, you know, question. You know, I don't care if people are Bee Stinger fans because they have the pre-made one, which is cool, whatever. I mean, everyone has, every company has their own, like, sidebar kit.
Yeah.
And I guess the moderators didn't like my question or something like that, and it got deleted.
Which is
stupid. Because even our friend that we see at the range often now on Saturday nights, because we seem to go on Saturday nights and the whole group happens to be there.
Well,
you know, it's not like it's set up. It's just like we all go like, hey, what's up, man? You know,
and they just happen to be at the same time.
Right,
we get
yeah,
along with them.
Exactly. And we all get along. Everybody has a good old time shooting. And he even asked me, yo, whatever happened with the post you made about the static stabilizers? You know, anyone say anything? And Magic's friend Frank also was interested in it because Frank uses a 9-inch static. And he asked me, what happened to it? Why'd you take it down? I'm like, I didn't take it down. I deleted it.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason. I don't know if someone else had asked it before or whatever their reason was, but they delete shit that people post and they don't tell you they're going to delete
but
it.
But the thing
just like,
is,
hey, poof, your shit's gone.
If it was for, because if it was for the reason that someone else had asked it previously and you didn't see it,
then
they could have said, hey, refer back to blah, blah.
Yeah,
post.
Yeah. Hit me a link with the post or something like that, you know?
For just to avoid repeat questions,
right,
which is
absolutely.
Understandable.
Right.
But you got nothing. And it wasn't any rude comments or...
No. That one was nothing. That was just to, you know, pick some people's brains. All right. And then this week... Yeah. Well, actually, not this week. Now, last week.
Yeah.
Our store that we shoot at has been out of your standard archery targets. So we go over to the gun range, and I purchase targets. Usually, we get the archery targets for the archery range for free.
Right,
so
which side note, they don't even have archery targets, any kind of the Vegas face or the...
Yeah, no, they don't have
anything
stuff
for archery to buy.
Well,
I'm fine if we buy it.
There's also no target-style bows in this store. Everything is hunting.
True, but,
so,
you know, if you sell bows and you have a range, you think, hey, maybe we can make some... extra bucks by putting packs of any kind of archery targets.
Go on their website and make a suggestion, honey.
Oh, yeah. That would go real far.
Not to knock the store. I mean, we're there every week. We buy a ton of shit from them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, our Bowtech
So we buy whatever targets are selling, and since they sell guns.
Right. So I went over to the gun range, the gun counter and everything. And I purchased your standard, like, small 10-point ring that you would have for a 22. It's nowhere near the size of an archery one. It's, like, half the size.
Yeah.
So I bought a package of those, and I was like, oh, man, they got the torso ones here. Mm-hmm. Now. This would be fun, you know? We'll do some.
Which, wait, side note, it's okay to have a gun shooting at the torso target, but if you have a bow shooting at the torso target, it's...
Well, let me get to that point.
Okay.
So that leads right into the point. I figured, you know, just for some fun between me and you, let's get the torso target, and not so much you, but I'm going to speed shoot as fast. I'm going to shoot my compound as fast as I can.
And it's not what you guys think of just one after the other after the other. It was kind of...
About three to 4 seconds per shot.
Yeah, it's not like those trick shots you see on YouTube where that girl's like walking
I wasn't like hip firing and nothing.
Yeah, no.
So, and then you were shooting, you know, about, you know, 6-7 seconds each shot, and, was fine. Which was your normal speed, because you'd rush every damn shot any goddamn way.
And I wonder why my shoulder is just sore afterward.
Yeah, exactly. So I had posted the picture. Has anyone else done this? Me and the wife, you know, just for fun, we bought some torso targets and, you know, Home Invader or the whole, you know, the zombie thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people on Instagram, they're like, oh, I mean, this is pretty funny. You know, it's pretty cool. You know, some of the guys I work with commented on it. I'm like, yeah, Steph just decided to make, because your like zone blew up the whole zombie's mouth, or how you drew the smiley face and everything.
No, we didn't have zombies. It was a human torso. So I drew a smiley face
on it. And you, like, shoved, like, every arrow in its mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, Steph just decided to make sure that zombie couldn't talk shit.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
But just keep in mind, as he goes on, zombies are real.
Oh, God.
Continue. And they can invade your home.
But the idea was just to have some fun with the possibility of Home Invader or the zombie. So you're going for headshots and whatever. So I posted on there, you know, has anyone else done this? This is just fun. You know, our story's out of the targets. And about 100 posts come up of, nope, that's what my Glock's for, that's what my Beretta's for, that's what this gun is for, that's what my 1911 is for.
If a home invader comes in, why would you ever use your bow?
Oh, yeah, you're an idiot, this is absurd, blah, 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 blah. And so I'm the one getting ridiculed over it, and everyone that's posting is posting shit that of their pictures of their guns. Now, it's against the forum rules to, you know, post pictures of your guns. It's an archery forum, whatever. I'm not the one who posted any of that stupid shit.
No, but the thing is that right now people are so freaking sensitive about everything once you put home invasion in the sentence, it could be, or in the paragraph, I should say, even if it's two separate sentences and has nothing to do with each other, if you see home invasion on there, people are just going to block out the rest and then write exactly what they want. So honestly, I mean, they're the dumb ones to think that, okay, if someone actually broke into our house, we would, hold on, let me go get my bow out of my case, set it up, and then I'll shoot you.
Right.
Like, come on.
Yeah, but not for nothing. And a couple of the cool people did comment about it. I got defended by a couple of people that were like, you know, listen, what are you guys not reading? This shows it was out of fun. It was a game between a husband and a wife. Why are you guys being stupid? Which is cool on their part, because that's exactly what the hell I was posting. I was posting, you know, fun between a husband and a wife.
And you shoot at the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, it gets just boring shooting at a 10-ring target all day long.
At a range. I'm not talking about anything else.
Exactly. And, you know, and then the one guy was like, you know, he's like, really think about it. Yes, it's not efficient to use a bow if a home invader, but he's like, take the scenario. Two guys break into your home. They're coming down their hallway, and he watches his homeboy catch an arrow in the face.
Wow.
What are you going to think?
You ain't no Green Arrow.
No, I'm just saying. No.
just saying.
You know, he's like, you know, you think of from the, he's like, my boy just got shot in the face with an arrow. I'm out. You know, which is fine. I mean, it is kind of funny and stuff, but it was something simple. It was, got bored shooting at the same targets over and over. So we decided to get the torso ones and have some fun with it. And, you know, like I said, everyone started posting pictures of their Glocks and of their ARs and of their Kimbers and everything else, which is fine, whatever.
And how you're a disgrace to archery or something.
Oh, yeah, and then one guy calls me out and tells me that things like this give the sport of archery a bad name. Okay, so first off, having fun and archery apparently
don't belong
the
together.
Sport. Well, actually, he referred to it as the sport of archery, and archery has never really been a sport to me. It's been, you know, I was taught by my grandfather, my Uncle Frank, you know, shooting at the age of 14, and then I didn't start shooting for the sport. I didn't get into archery with the idea of, I'm going to go do some competitions now. Yeah, you know, no.
You did it because you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did it because I like shooting. It was fun. I was with my friends in high school. We had our weekly activity group for 2 hours during school, and, you know, we all shot together, and it was like a whole big group, and you know, and I put that on there, and I'm like, well, I'm sorry. If you got into archery for the sport, then you're too serious. If it led to the idea of a sport, then fine. If you do competitions after getting into it for so long, I'm sorry, that wasn't me. I got into shooting because I thought it was fun. Right. I loved it and shit like that.
But you still have to enjoy what you do. You still have to, right. Especially even with hunting or competitions. If you're not enjoying it, then what's the point?
Right. I kind of ripped the guy apart about that. And I told him, well, if archery is all archery is to you is about the sport, do the world a favor, put your fucking bow down. Because that means you don't love what you're doing anymore. You're doing it for the sport aspect, which, sorry, my phone is loud as hell. Mm-hmm. Anyway, everything can't be about, like, the sport. You know, sometimes the biggest fun part of a hunt is the struggle during the hunt.
Is the actual hunt.
Right. You know, the kill lasts 15 seconds. Or how, you know, if you're a shit shot, you got to go find deer 25 minutes later. But, you know what I mean? The smallest part of the hunt is the kill. Everything else that leads up to it, the practice, the tracking and the hiking, and it, you know, your fitness that you try to get into it to help yourself hike up these hills or whatever you do, that's supposed to be the fun part. The prize at the end, yeah, and I don't want to call it a trophy because I hate the term trophy hunting. You know, because a lot of people don't hunt for trophies. A lot of people hunt for food. It's, you know, I'd rather be considered a meat hunter to fill my freaking freezer. I'm not worried that a deer's got 12 freaking points.
It's not a trophy in the aspect of what most people think of a trophy as, like, you mount a head on your wall, you have just that, and you get rid of the rest.
Well, that's the bad part. That's why I think I don't like the word trophy.
No.
Is because everyone's like, oh, look, he's a trophy hunter. He's got the
people
head
take
on the
it
wall.
The wrong way, that's why. Yeah, so that's why you have to watch what you say. Because everyone's so super sensitive nowadays.
So
about everything.
But and then somebody came into the group and was like, "Oh, ha, ha, the moderators are gonna have fun with this one." So this little crybaby pansy boy that reported me for my post that had nothing to do with guns. You know, the moderator comes in. I'm currently working on it. I don't even bother remembering these people's names, and. Next thing I know, the post is gone. All right, post is gone, whatever. I'm not the one who posted the shit about the guns. I didn't post anything about the rifles and the shotguns and whatever. You know, my question was, has anyone else done something fun like this? A different style target. Shit, they sell zombie targets that don't bolt. They sell them for guns, and the zombie ones for guns bleed, and the zombie ones for archeries don't bleed, but it's like, you know.
Right, but if we were using a gun and we use that, then, you know, it'd be a completely different conversation.
Right. Oh, yeah. You know, not for, you know, it's just.
You know, and all those.
It just got out of control, and then they banned me.
Yep. So all those
sensitive. Something I didn't even do.
Sensitive people, forget them. Because all those sensitive people, they could be closed off in their own little room and have little, you know, fluffy talks amongst themselves and pet each other while they sell each other their stolen stuff. Did I say that out loud? Oh, my bad.
Oh, whatever.
You know, it's if it was just as open as they say these things are about what they want to talk about and discuss and share your opinions with people and everything, you wouldn't need to, one, close off the group.
Oh, yeah.
And you wouldn't need moderators, you know, trying to boot people out and control what you're saying, and because then it's really not an open group.
No. I mean, it's
there's no point to it.
It's too serious.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, if you know, granted, the group does have a lot of people in there that are very knowledgeable, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying everyone in that exists in that is, you know.
No. It just got, it spun out of control. I got banned for a
post. But if you're taking offense to it, then you're one of the dum-dums.
And since everyone else, I believe there was 104 posts before they took it down. And out of those 104 posts, there was probably 80 pictures of guns. So for those dumbasses that posted the 80 pictures of guns, knowing that the group has their rule of no guns and this and that, no headshot kills, which fine, I don't want to see a deer's brain splattered all over the place either. But if you know that's part of the group's rules and you don't want to read what the person wrote, has anyone else decided to have some fun with a different target? You know. Forget why are you going to comment?
Not even worth it.
You know. So, I mean, that was the one stupid thing. I don't care that I'm banned from the group. It doesn't matter to me none. I hope you fucking retards hear this so you know how stupid you are. And this is nothing against the Archery Talk forum itself on the line. And you guys that make the YouTube videos are actually really cool. But whoever's running your Facebook community page, your moderators are fucking morons. It's just, it's stupid. I get banned for something I didn't do.
Whatever. Which, it's done and over with.
Yeah, which is fine. Yeah, hope all you moderators, not one you can kill a deer this year.
All right, it's over with. It's done.
Okay, what else are we doing here?
They don't deserve any more airtime.
Oh, we got new stuff too this week.
What new stuff?
We got Nocturnals.
Oh, yeah. Wait, how many do we have?
Technically right now we have 5.
Okay. Wait, how many are sold in a package?
Yeah, we had 6.
Oh, okay. Would you like to explain?
Christ. All right.
Basically, wait, hold on. I'll give the Cliff Notes version and then you can explain. So we got 2 packages, one for me, one for Anthony.
3-pack of red for you, 3-pack of
red for me. Putting them in, he decides to break one.
Okay. No, I didn't decide to break one. I didn't pay attention to my arrows. Mm-hmm. If anybody listens to this and or has listened to the previous episode, if you go back to the ones where I got my FMJs, you hear me complain about the new guy who cut my arrows and screwed my arrow up that we had to flip the arrow over. Well, I didn't pay attention. I decided to put one of the Nocturnals in the arrow that I had gotten flipped over so we could actually get it to work. Well, that was a mistake because, like I said, I didn't pay attention. So there was all sorts of dried glue, everything in the shaft. And as I put the Nocturnal in and applied some pressure, it snapped the Nocturnal clean in half.
Wait. Rewind. Hmm? You applied some pressure?
Yeah. I pushed down on the Nocturnal and, I put some pressure.
If the hammer doesn't work, get a bigger hammer?
No. I was just leaning on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that's not what I heard.
No, that's what I was doing.
And when I mean heard, I mean I was down at the other end of the range.
Nice.
When I heard you bang it on the floor.
No, that was the shaft hitting the chair. Mm-hmm. I didn't bang it on anything. Mm. I was actually just leaning. Oh. I had it halfway and I twisted a little and I put just the end of it leaning against a chair and I pushed down hard with my hands and my big-ass mechanic meat hooks broke the Nocturnal clean in half.
The lunch boxes?
So, yes, my lunch boxes. So basically, I'm out one Nocturnal knock and I'm also out that FMJ arrow because there's no getting that crap out of there.
Yeah, no, I think that's done.
Yeah, that one's done. So
after the guy they were training for the bow counter, I think after him completely wrecking it.
Yeah, whatever, that's fine. I still have 5 good arrows left. I can buy one more package and all 5 of mine will have them. No. But, even with that, I mean, we decided to have some fun with that when we were, just mm-hmm. as a husband and wife having fun together, shooting at one target, the usual competitiveness between both of us, let's see who gets the highest score. And
we took one target and mm-hmm. It was 3 arrows total.
Each, yes.
And he shot, I shot, he shot, I shot, he shot, I shot. And then we'd see total up the score.
Right.
And that's what we did. I know we weren't following competition regulation rules or anything else, and it was on one target. It wasn't on a three target, just in case anyone has, some issues. Just one.
It was just one target. It was kind of funny, though, because as we were shooting, you're shooting red and green Nocturnals all at the same target. It looked like a Christmas tree. Christmas.
Yeah, but who got stuck with the red?
You.
Yeah.
You got stuck with the red because they didn't have greens in the style you need.
Mm. But now I got to stick with the red.
You don't have to stick with anything.
Yeah, because all my arrows have to match.
Well, at least now the red knocks match your bow, since your bow is primarily black and red. It is a PSE, so everything on it's black and red from the
factory.
It has,
like, snippets of red in it.
Okay, whatever. We'll get you the green PSE accent kit, so your hand grips will go green.
It's like, if you were a comparison, like, the ratio, like, for the bow being black with a little bit of red, it's like if a woman painted her pinky toe red, and you're like, yeah, majority is red. No, it's not. It has more green in it. Whatever, I'm just a green fanatic.
Well, we know that. That's always been that way.
But so. I did pretty good, but I get such anxiety when someone's watching me.
Oh, I know.
It's, well, that's the problem I'm going to have if we ever do, like, 3D shoots and whatnot. I'm going to have that. I don't have target panic. I have people panic.
You have people panic.
People panic. If I know that, you know, someone's watching me or waiting for me or, like, behind me, you know, like, any vicinity, and they're, I don't know, it's weird. I feel like I mess myself up because of it, because I'm thinking about that more than actually shooting.
Well, that's something we have to work on, that's all. You know, so.
That's all mental, there's no way to.
Well, you have to get used to people being around. You've also only been shooting for 7 months now. Since June. Since the beginning of June.
Yeah.
So, 6.5 months, 7 months, something whatever. Like that. So, I mean, you don't have a ridiculous long amount of time shooting.
No.
You know, and a lot of the times we got lucky when we went to the range and it was just literally me and you.
Yeah, which was nice.
So, yeah, well, it's something you have to get over. That's why I think you had the whole people panic. Oh my God, someone's going to see me.
Yeah.
You know, and you get very frustrated when you make a bad shot.
Yeah, because any shot that's not the right one is a horrible one.
Yeah, but that's the point
no,
learning.
No one should be thinking that. You do a great job. All you motherfuckers.
No, but you do. I mean, you get a little frustrated and you get, you know, razzled by it. So, and that's something we have to work on. And that's another thing that I think lowering the poundage on your bow will kind of help, because it'll eliminate one of the stresses of you shooting. You know,
We'll
plus
see.
we gotta play with some other stuff. I mean, your bow has been the same exact stuff for months now.
Yes, I know.
So,
no, not long. It's been since November.
That sight has been on your bow longer than November.
Yeah, but we changed the sight, and then
we changed the
rest,
and then I changed the arrow rest,
and then we were changing the stabilizers. We're changing one thing at a time.
You've had that stabilizer for months. That's what I'm saying. Your bow has... The last thing that got changed on your bow was the stabilizer. And that was back in November. Everything else had been on that bow for much longer.
Uh-huh.
The arrow rest was probably back in October, and the sight's been on your bow since, like, I don't know.
Because I got... September? I got pissed off with the other ones.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a little pissed off with the other ones. That's all right.
You liked the single pin, but your problem with the single pin is you didn't like how hard it was to move.
Yeah,
granted,
that
we
was
also had
the
lowest
ass.
Model of the Archer's Choice.
Well, that's what was financially available. Like, we're looking at budget.
Right. But, you know, if we get one of the newer versions that has the wheel on it, where you turn the wheel and it freely moves.
Right.
You know, maybe something different. And also on that style, you could put a magnifying lens on it and... You know,
oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. That would...
You know, we even now with the... Because we were both looking at getting, like, the Fast Eddie.
Right.
From Spot Hog. That now has magnification lens, scope shrouds. Like, the new 2017 model, I was watching a preview for it, and it's absolutely ridiculous. And it's really not that bad. It's $200.
Right.
You know, granted, I say not that bad for a two. Everyone,
but shopping on a
new
budget,
listening about a $200 sight, it's like, holy shit, $200. Trust me, that's cheap in the bow world. You get into some sites that are like $500, $600, $700. I mean,
that's you know, a lot of money. That's when you know what you like,
right? Well, a pro series like Target lens is like $140, and that's just a lens with the rod coming out of it is like $140, and then you got to buy the $400 mount that goes on the bow and everything. So you know. $200 for a really badass sight.
Man,
it's not
that
bad.
That magnifier, though. I think
that'd
be a game changer.
Well, I told you, if you want to try and toy with this one again and just focus on your 20 yards, since if we do any sort of indoor stuff, it's all going to be 18 meters, so 20 yards.
Right.
Get you the two times magnifier for this, the hell is it? the True Glow, Archer's mm-hmm. Choice one. Put the 2x magnifier on it and see how you do.
Damn. I'd be actually able to see.
Yeah. Everything will be pretty damn close. You get 30 yards, it'll be like you looking at 15 yards.
Yeah, I know. It'd be great.
You know, and it's
how
only
how much do you even run, anyway?
$39. We That's still got it? The $5, and that was Gander's price. So, and we still have the leftover from the gift card.
What, the dollar?
No, it was like $5 on it. So, you know, but it's we can bad. Do that and get the magnifier on there, get that huge sight off your bow, you know, which I'm not going to change anything on it. I'll leave where your pins are and everything the way it is, even, you know, and, you know, see how you do with the original True Glow sight you had on your bow, which was the Archer's Choice, which you did good with the single pin. You just didn't like how hard it was to move.
Yeah, it was a bitch. You
know, that's why I wanted to get the newer version. And then, of course, they came out with the Pro one that has the scope and the light-up LED. And I'm like, nice. Oh, God, she's going to see this. She's going to fucking want this. Nice. If I'm going to spend this type of money, I'm just going to spend $50 more and get her a Spot Hog.
Mm. Yeah, that is very true.
You know, yeah, it's, you know, granted, it's sexy. I'm not going to say it's not. And especially the fact that the LED for the dot in the middle of the Archer's Choice Pro Edition is adjustable light dimming. So, you know, it's, but we'll see, you know, maybe switch you back to this sight and drop your pounds back down.
Okay. So I'll look up that magnifier.
Okay.
Then
it's like $39.
This week, I'll put on the different sight. I'll try out the EZV.
Okay, then this weekend we're going to do the EZV on yours. So that'll get us time to get the 2x magnifier in for the other one for the weekend after.
Drop down the weight on my bow.
Right.
See how that goes. Then once the magnifier comes in, swap it out. Put the magnifier on with a different sight.
Right.
Now, is the magnifier something that's universal? Like, it fit on any kind of sight?
It fits on the True Glow ones.
So it has to be manufacturer specific.
For True Glow, yes.
So manufacturer specific.
Yeah. Any, from what I understand, all of the Archer's Choices, you can swap the magnifier onto. So if we were to get the one with the wheel on it, you can literally take it and just switch it over
to
that
one. Well, no, what I'm saying is, though, because if we have, like, what, 6-7 sights back there or something like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they're all not the same.
No.
But if I got a magnifier and I wanted to swap out sights, would I still be able to use it?
You can't use a magnifier on anything but a single pin for as of right now, from what I understand.
They don't make it for
multi-pin? Nope.
Why? Is it not physically work?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that when you make a magnifying lens, your focus is the center of the magnification. Okay. So if you were to use a magnifier on a multi-pin, as your pins go down, you are no longer in the center of the lens. So the magnification would change as it goes for the curve of the lens.
It's been a while since I've actually looked at a magnifying glass. We don't even have one at the house.
No.
I thought the actual glass, the whole glass itself was the entire, magnifies everything equally in that
No,
space.
The center is the most powerful.
Well, then wouldn't they be able to manufacture one for a multi-pin where they make...
I don't know. We got some engineers in the family. Make a phone call. See if that could happen.
Where they can design one that works with... I don't know how that would work.
It has a lot to do with the curvature of the lens. That's the main reason they're available for single pins. You have the one pin dead center and you're done.
You wouldn't be able to curve it so that... Instead of it coming to the center point, you'd have an actual, like, vertical where it would come in and then...
That eliminates the curve of the lens.
But it would do its separate curve, like a vertical strip.
So it would
strip.
Look like you'd have ripples down a lens if you did it in multiple points, honey.
No, one side. Like, you take, like, a... I'm trying to think. You have the lens. It's a circle. If you drew two lines down the center of it,
right,
you curve the lens out to get to those two lines on either side. So you have that space going down
in the flat
middle.
Bar in the middle, yeah.
And then it would actually curve out again in between. Yeah. So then, but that would be continuous.
I don't think it's physically possible to be done, no.
So that would be, all of it would be magnified, but you can use the different areas. It wouldn't be just, do you get?
I understand what you mean, but I don't think it's possible, no.
Has anyone patented it yet?
Probably not.
I want to see if it works.
It probably wouldn't, is my point.
Well, that's just a motivator right there.
Wow. I think there's a reason why they're not made for multi-pins.
Maybe because no one's thought of it yet?
No, probably because it's not feasible.
No, that's not possible. Because there's been plenty of things that 10, 20, 30 years ago that it's like, not possible. But it's just because no one's thought of it yet. Until that one person thinks of it. And then they patent it after perfecting it. And
okay.
Listen, we went to the moon. Ask those people in the 40s. If we were going to be walking on the moon.
Oh, I know.
What would they have said?
Oh, I know.
It's not possible.
Well, that's...
Yeah. So if everyone was like you in the 40s,
we'd still be
without computers.
Sure. Nice.
I got you there, though.
Well, I don't think it's feasibly
I don't think it's possible. Made.
No, I don't think it's possible.
I
don't think it's possible to be made from multi-pin site. For a single pin, yes.
Or maybe I am just not mentally capable enough to be the one to maybe figure it out.
Maybe you're just fucking retarded enough to be like, maybe this will work.
Yeah. It's people like me that give others inspiration of an idea that they might have not thought of yet. That
I'm
brings
sure, well, no,
new...
I'm
and
sure
if someone's
probably
listening to this that's way smarter than me and gets an idea from what I said and they make something and it works... Just
no, the problem is right now, whoever just listened to that whole rant from you about that lens is probably like, that barely makes fucking sense, but I'm going to try and work this shit out.
No, it doesn't. I don't know.
So.
No, I think it would work.
It might work. I don't know. Go hang up one, whoever it is.
You're closer.
Oh, I can do it for my watch. All right.
Yeah, as I say, it's not. It's...
So, all right, what else we got?
There was something, and then I got sidetracked. Damn it. I got sidetracked. There was something else.
Yeah, we know. The lens. Yes, the lens was like, whoop, left turn.
Yeah, completely. Ooh. Wow.
So now we're going to, well, all right, so.
Nothing.
Trying to think while I do this here. So we already got the whole. We mentioned the fact that the EZV stuff showed up. We mentioned the whole thing with that went down with Archery Talk's community page,
mm-hmm.
with me getting banned over stupidity.
Wow.
You wanting to try and figure out the damn lens idea. Let's see what else.
The nocturnals.
We're going to change your site. You're the nocturnals.
No, actually, I think we covered all bases.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think,
I kind of think like something's missing. Oh, no. We did miss something.
Oh, the back tensioner.
Yes, that's it. The release. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So everyone knows, I've talked about it before, that I want a back tension release. And if you haven't noticed in any of the other episodes, I'm quite the True Fire fanboy, I guess you could call it. I'm trying not to stay loyal to one thing with this podcast, and
we're really not.
But
it just happens to be that when we look for good deals of trying stuff out, they happen to be the
well. The reason we have two 4-finger Pro Edges is I bought one,
and then I
got the second one as a Christmas gift, yeah. which you then inherited because right. you were stealing mine any damn way.
Yeah, so. I don't understand the problem.
No, it's not a problem. So, we want to try other releases. We do. You did like the True Glow detonator, the hook style release.
Yeah,
you
that
got
one
from
was
them.
Good, but
that
I have better. Nice. I have better posture.
You have better posture with the four finger, which is for sure. Yes, but it is a good release anyway. And everything else we've had so far has been from True Fire. I was intending on getting the True Ball HT. I believe it is. It's the same one that Magic uses. Just because it has the variable clicks and you could change it. Well, now that Levi Morgan has left Elite and has gone back to Matthews, and also he was signed by True Fire to use their releases. Well, since he's a back tension release guy, they produced a back tension release called the Seer, which is really, really cool looking. I mean, it's customizable. You can adjust the lever on your pinky or... It comes in 3-finger, it comes in 4-finger, whichever one you want.
Color and it's customizable.
Yeah, it's like six or seven colors it comes in and stuff like that now. Watch his review on it. He says it's got a very good substantial weight on it. It feels like it's got that heavy brass feel to it. And it's got 4 settings for the click. Now, anyone who hasn't used a back tension release, basically what it is when you get in position, you pull back with your thumb and your index finger and you tip it forward. And then you pull back. When you get to your anchor point, you actually apply pressure then with your middle finger, ring finger, if it's a 3 finger, and obviously so on it with your pinky if it's a 4 finger. And then you release your thumb. Now, the Truefire or Seer is going to have 4 settings. There's going to be no click, small click, medium click, large click. Mm-hmm. Now, basically what it is if there's no click, there's going to be no signal to let you know this thing is going to fire. It's just going to, when you get it to a certain angle, it's going to fire. The small click is going to be a click, and it's going to be minimal rotation till fire. And then medium gets the gap from click to fire gets longer, and obviously large click to gap gets to fire gets longer than that. So you can set your own, like, feel for it that you want.
Honestly, I don't follow any of this until I actually use it.
I know.
And so, I know I'm with others.
Oh, I know. That's, if you see it, I mean, if you watch a video on a...
So that's another thing. Once we get our hands on one, we'll try it out.
And I did actually find out the price the last one, you know, the first time we tried to record this episode. I didn't know
the first time that you didn't hear.
Yes. The price is actually $149
on it, which is... that's not too bad.
It's not too bad. I mean, you know, see how it goes and when I can get my hands on one.
We'll see if we get a coupon. I can find a coupon. Hey, I can find coupons all over the place. All
right, I miss Coupon Queen.
So. But yeah, that was the last of it.
Yeah. Then, you know, that'll be like one of the next things I go for. And just try and see where we go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna still trying to find out more information about all the local stuff for the 3D shoots. I know they start here in the spring in a couple months. Get all the regulations for those, which the guy I work with, he's hooking me up with all the regulations and stuff like that. So, but that's about all I have for now.
Yep, I think I'm good.
You're good?
Yes, I am good.
All right. Folks, have a nice week. We will be back next weekend. Next episode will be after Steph uses the EZV site.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how... see if it helped kill her skepticism, and we're going to change her poundage and stuff like that. So we'll see you guys next week. Get out, go have fun, go shoot.
Bye.